Mestea Hofling is the curriculum director for OABCIG, joins us this morning on the Spotlight. And good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about some new social studies curriculum you and I were discussing just a moment ago, basically toward what, 6 through 12, you were saying?
Yes, our 6th through 12th grade decided on a curriculum last year at the end of the year, and we purchased 6 through 12, and it is all digital text.
Mm-hmm.
So they have access online to their text, which goes along really nicely with our one-to-one implementation of Chromebooks. So students can access their text online. They can take notes online. They can even take tests online that all go through to the teacher then that way. We do have, in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, print resources as well, because we thought the high school was ready to go all digital, and we thought maybe the middle school needed some support still, 6th, 7th, and 8th. But
okay.
It's pretty exciting, and it's a nice way for students to access primary sources right on the spot.
Absolutely. I'm curious, do you think more of our curriculum is going to be directed in that fashion?
I think so. We have kind of been moving in that direction in the last few years. We have not all digital math, but the middle school is certainly using digital math, and so is the high school, and even the elementaries have some access to that as well.
Now let's segue to professional development days that you have throughout the school year and what you're using that time for.
Okay. Our professional development is 2 Wednesdays a month. We let out early in the afternoons at 1 o'clock. And then our teachers meet in small group PLCs, which are professional learning communities. And right now at Otterboat Arthur Elementary, the teachers there are working on some English language arts breakdown. They're trying to understand the English language arts standards a little better, making sure they understand all the nuances and such, and making sure that our lessons are actually tied really well to that expectation.
Mm-hmm. You were saying something about a big science change on the horizon.
Yes. The next generation science standards were adopted by the state last August, and it's a 4-year implementation process. So we have been working through that. Our middle school and high school teachers are jumping on that. They worked really hard last year, and the elementaries are tackling it this year. So we're really trying to front-load teachers about the dramatic shift that's taking place, because this new way of teaching is supposed to make science more accessible for all students, and there's a big focus on inquiry. So it's an exciting change that's happening, and it's a big change, so they're giving us a little bit of time to get it done.
Well, keep up the good work with all the curriculum that's involved with the school district. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
Mestea Hofling joining us this morning on our School Spotlight program right here on Mix 101.7.